There was a captain, there was a lady, there was a ship of wood and of steel, and there were the years that they sailed her together, her at the lookout, him at the wheel.
It's been, what, 20 years since your last work?
Yes, it's been a long time since I stopped recording CDs for a long time because I didn't want to make a lot of stuff because we have enough stuff. But I was giving away all my music over the website and people could download it and stream it for free, and they still can. But after a bunch of discussions with a lot of radio stations and such who basically said, yes, that's a great idea, but we really have to have a hard disk to spin when I go and play shows. So I finally said, all right, well, the two things I need to do this year are record a new CD and shoot a music video, and so we combined the two into one big project.
Was it hard to get back into it after that break?
No, because I'd been recording and performing all the way through. I have a little recording studio here at home in Juneau, and so the recording part was no problem, and just getting them mixed and mastered, that was easy. The shooting of the music video was a horse of a different color. That was an entirely new world. I'd never done anything like that before, and when I got down to Vancouver, we filmed it in Vancouver, British Columbia. When I got down there and we had done the casting call and everything, I was like way out of my league.
The night was riding lonely, the road was winding long, the sun had barely risen, frost was shining in the dawn. His sword was sharp, his lance was keen, and his armor burnished bright. And as he rode, he sang with all his might. Oh, hey, 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 I am a knight.
This CD, some of the songs have a theme of the Elfland, or I guess one way to put it is kind of a medieval or a British folklore or myth. Has that been an interest of yours?
Oh yeah, a lot of the tunes definitely have a heavy Celtic mythic feel to it, although I wouldn't call myself formally a Celtic musician because I do play other stuff. But yes, growing up I read a lot of that sort of thing, and I got interested in the British folk revival, the folk rock, the Steely Eye Span and Fairport Convention and Silly Wizard and all those guys. And that branched out into the solo artists like Doogie McLean and Lorena McKennitt. And so, yeah, a lot of those tunes, and then, of course, the music video, The Queen of Elfland, are all rooted in that tradition.
And I also hear a lot of the ocean influence songs in there about boating. And one artist that came to mind when I was listening to your stuff was Gordon Bach, a Maine singer-songwriter.
I love Gordon Bach. I used to do Peter Kagan and the Wind all the time when I was playing bars and lounges and such when I was younger. These days, if you want to hear Peter Kagan and the Wind or some such, you can just go to YouTube or wherever and find whatever you want. But 20 years ago, before that existed, boy, if you hauled out Peter Kagan and the Wind, everybody who liked that kind of stuff really loved it.
And under midday shadows, the night began to yield. Perhaps my spurs are better served than fighting in the field. No castle wall to build or guard, no blood to stain the soul, but blankets for the winter.
Well, I haven't played Petersburg in, I'm going to say, close to 25 years. And if anybody was at the show I played in Petersburg back in 92, I think, that was the very first time I had ever sat down to play a sit-down concert. I'd played lots of bars and folk festivals and all that kind of thing. But that was the first time where we'd had, you know, an evening with Cray Van Kirk, and people paid their tickets at the door and came in and sat down for a show. And so I was very nervous. It was my first show in Alaska, and I felt like, oh, I better be good and impress these folks and let them know that I'm not a bad player. So I went totally gung-ho and played a first half that was an hour and a half long. And when I realized what I had done, I was just mortified, because an hour and a half is just way too long. So if anybody in Petersburg was actually at that show 23 years ago, the one thing they might want to bear in mind is I will not do that again.
Okay.
I will actually have a decent-length first half.
Okay. I bet there are people who still remember. So.
Well, it's stuck in my head for 23 years.
alone on the dance floor at midnight, waiting for you to appear. A red velvet dress and black satin lace dusted my memories dear. But you're waiting alone on a floor like my own.